Sport on RTE Radio 1.
We say good morning again to Darren Frehill. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Justin. Well, everything is on the line for the Irish women's soccer team tonight as they host Wales in the second leg of their UEFA Euro 2025 playoff. The sides drew 1-1 in Cardiff on Friday. So no away goal rule. So tonight it's winner takes all. Extra time and penalties will also be in the mix should they be required to decide this place for the Euros next summer in Switzerland. Now, the Irish group hoping to be the first Irish team to qualify for a European Championships. 25,000 tickets have been sold so far for the Aviva Stadium. And Irish captain Katie McCabe admits there are nerves, but she feels great support in and outside the group.
I think the beauty of team sports is that you've got teammates out there with you, you're not standing alone. We'll be standing with a home crowd as well, and I'm sure the country that'll be watching us too from home, so you're not alone. About sharing those experiences with the younger players, letting them know that it's okay to feel nervous, excitement, and maybe feel the pressure a little bit. We're human beings at the end of the day, so, and it is a game of football. So yeah, it's just kind of sharing that and making sure we're all kind of on the same page, and we do feel calm. I think what calmness brings is kind of from the clarity the coaches and the staff are giving us as well in terms of what our game plan will be. So I'm ready to go for tomorrow.
You have to say, listening to Katie McCabe's press conference there with Eileen Gleeson, the manager, she sounded so cool, given there's so much on the line. Just very, very calm, just like she did in that clip. Rhianna Jarrett joins me now. Rhianna, how big a factor is the nerves with so much at stake?
Oh, I think nerves are part of sport, and definitely at the highest level. I think Katie summed it up perfectly. They are human beings at the end of the day, and Katie's the ultimate professional. She's played in high-stake games before with Arsenal. And also with Ireland, you have to look back to 2 years ago when they played Scotland in the playoffs for the World Cup. So a lot of that squad have been there before. As she said, they have each other to lean on. There's 11 players that'll start the game, and there's five that could potentially come off the bench to change the game as well. So I think as long as they lean on each other, she says that they're clued in, they know exactly what the game plan is going to be, and they know what to expect as well, obviously having played Wales only on Friday evening gone.
Yeah, not a great spectacle last Friday, Rhianna. Are you expecting a better game tonight?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I think that there's not much that separates the two teams. I think you could see that on Friday evening. I think Ireland would have been bitterly disappointed in the goal that they conceded and the manner that they did. Just a couple of mistakes in the lead up to it. But obviously, Ruscha getting the goal when she did kind of brought Ireland back in. And you could tell that it was more of a nervy second half. I mean, Eileen went to the bench. You've seen Marissa Shiva come on at halftime for Lily Ag. And she brings that energy, but she also brings some calmness in possession as well. So it'll be interesting to see what 11 she goes with today, but I think that it will come down to the subs off the bench that may be able to change the game then as well.
Yeah, okay. How do you think it's going to go tonight?
I do think Ireland will win it, and I do hope that they'll do it in the 90 minutes.
Okay.
I think that they have that experience. They can draw on that game from Scotland in the playoffs for the World Cup, as I said, and obviously the advantage of the home crowd. They've travelled back to the Aviva. They enjoy playing at the Aviva. The fans in the Aviva give them exactly what they're looking for, and hopefully we can see that this evening as well.
Yeah, Rhianna, we'll just finish up. We had a piece with Katie earlier in the show as well, talking about the legacy of a potential win here. What would this mean for us to qualify for our very first European Championships? What would it mean for the game here?
I mean, it means that the Irish football is still growing. It's still moving in the right direction. Obviously, qualifying for the World Cup was amazing, but they don't just want to be that team that's qualified for one major tournament. They want to qualify for them all. And I think by breaking that stigma and qualifying for the first European Championships, it'll put Ireland on the map again, definitely. And will just boost confidence and hopefully more investment and more participation in the game. And that's what we want as a nation.
Yeah, always great to talk to you, Rhianna Jarrett, there. And enjoy the game, everyone, tonight. If you're not going along, if you're not among the 25,000 going along tonight, there's a 7:30 start. It's live radio coverage on 2FM's Game On, and then on RTÉ2 television and the RTÉ player. The draw for the third round of the FA Cup was made last night. Arsenal will host Manchester United. That's the pick of the games from that round next month. It looks like Castlebar could host the clash of Connacht and Munster in the URC next March. Talks ongoing, we believe, between the province and Mayo GAA. In horse horse racing champion trainer Willie Mullins was honoured at last night's Horse Racing Ireland Awards at Dublin's Mansion House with the National Hunt Award. Mullins became the first Irish-based trainer to win the British national title since the great Vincent O'Brien 70 years ago. He also became the first trainer to break through 100 winner mark at the Cheltenham Festival. And Mullins said it was a year that was beyond even his wildest dreams.
You couldn't write the script for the year. Everything went right in Ireland, and then things started to go right in England. We had a fantastic Cheltenham, and then looking at the Grand National, we're hoping that if we had a horse to finish well up there, it would really put us in the picture for the British Championship. And I Am Maximus comes out and wins it, and won it in some style, got a fantastic ride from Paul Tennant. You know, that just set us on course then. We went to Perth thinking we're going to clean up, won nothing in Perth, but came back to Ayr and won the Scottish Grand National, and then on to Sandown, and the, you know, Sandown was just fantastic. The amount of Irish people that travelled over just to be there on the day.
Yeah, that is your sport for now, and remember that game live tonight 7:30 on 2FM and RT2 Television.